Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
The big one is happening in about close to 2 weeks, 18th of February. That's when Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Heng Swee Keat will be announcing Budget 2020. Now, amid the challenging economic outlook and the effects of the novel coronavirus outbreak, Singaporeans will be looking forward to this upcoming budget for some kind of a relief. Worries over climate change and the looming GST hike, also among the key concerns and findings released by Government Feedback Unit, REACH, as well as the People's Association. Those are findings released yesterday. Top concerns, according to REACH's and PA's findings, GST hike, climate change, help for seniors, workers and families. Now, more than half of Singapore businesses across all major industries want tax relief in Budget 2020. They're preparing for a tough year ahead. This, according to an annual survey done by Singapore Business Federation. There are also some percentages as well.
Yeah, let's run through some of these numbers. So 51% of these respondents feel that Singapore's business climate has worsened in the past 12 months. And they are also less satisfied with how the regional and global business environment has been panning out compared to 2018. So of course, with all this in the background, we've got the 2019 novel coronavirus also making a lot of headlines and putting a lot of, well, making the picture a bit more cloudy.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because Deputy Prime Minister Heng announced over the weekend that the government will be providing targeted support to sectors that have been directly affected by the virus outbreak. So this situation is rapidly evolving. The government expecting to a bit of a knock-on impact on related industries and firms, talking industries like aviation, tourism, transport sectors. So what does this mean for Budget 2020? What can we expect? In the studio with us this morning is Ms. Indrani Raja, Minister in the Prime Minister's Office and Second Minister for Finance and Education. She's also an MP for Tanjong Pagar GRC. Ms. Indrani, good morning and welcome back.
Morning. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me in the studio today.
You visit us every time at the same time in the year. So I feel that next year, right, we should exchange oranges.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk Budget 2020. Let's start off with an overview. There are a couple of key areas we're looking at: security and external relations matters, business growth, innovation, as well as costs, training, employment, support for families is one of them, support for seniors still in the fray. Why these areas and how does it build upon last year's budget?
Well, Budget 2020 is really intended to do a couple of things. One, address present needs, but two, position us for the future as well. So the first thing it's going to do is help us transform.
Okay.
We want our companies to transform, to be able to take advantage of opportunities. We also want to be able to transform the workforce so that they get the right skills to be able to get the right jobs. The second thing that the budget will do is assurance and support. Obviously, there are sectors that have been affected even prior to the coronavirus situation. But now with the coronavirus, obviously, the situation is impacting them even more. So there will be assurance for businesses who need some help and also support for families and households. And the third element is about sustaining Singapore for the future. That would be environmental sustainability as well as fiscal sustainability. So basically, transform, assure and support, and sustain. That's what Budget 2020 is about.
It's fair to say these are like ongoing issues. It was just a matter of time before we really have to pay attention to them. But in terms of challenges, what would you say Singapore is facing right now?
A few things. On the economy side of things, really, you need to help the companies to be able to access new markets. Mm-hmm. The challenges they are facing, there's disruption in industry sectors, also how to cope with new technologies, and also to get companies on board with what's happening. For example, we've spoken to the SMEs.
Sure.
Many of them know that it's important to digitalize and to tap into the digital economy. But it's like, which products do you choose?
Right.
How do you make sense of all the different things that are on the market? So we want to look at packages or things that can help SMEs make those choices.
In a sense, it's kind of like an evolution of disruption.
Yes.
Sort of.
Well, Ms. Indrani, we're just about 2 weeks away from the budget, but maybe it's good to set some context and manage expectations. Not everyone is going to be called out. Not everyone will get goodies because this is all part of a multi-year effort. Every year, there is a budget and a lot of those initiatives are still running.
Indeed. Every budget builds on previous budgets. So we've got many programs and many things which are, you know, already in place. But what we do every year is we look to see what are either emerging needs or what are things that have to be addressed, and then this budget will be directed at that. So obviously we build on the past, but we have things for the president.
So don't be disappointed if your name is not called out in this year's budget.
I think that you will find that Budget 2020 would be very comprehensive. We've been getting a lot of feedback because we've been engaging with them as part of SG Together. So we've been engaging businesses, we've been engaging individuals, getting feedback. We know that families and households would like to have some greater support with the cost of living, for example. Mm. We know also that families who are looking after younger children as well as older parents feel the crunch a bit more. So we'll be looking to see how we can support families.
Yeah, Mr. Johnny, talking about the feedback we've been getting, there has been this reach exercise gathering responses from the ground. I gather we heard from around 10,000 people so far. What has been some of the top concerns from this exercise this year? How is it different from last year?
This year's exercise was much more extensive. We reached a larger number, tried to involve greater numbers of people, and we heard from different sectors. So on the business side of the house, it's really about how can we retrain, how can we make sure that our workers are ready? How can we also support older workers? Then on the social side of the house, it's making sure that, you know, we have enough support for those who are vulnerable, disadvantaged, those who are retiring. So we're getting lots of feedback, but we're working all of that into the budget.
What's interesting and what stood out in terms of this feedback that was released yesterday, climate change popped up. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that's really important. You will find that younger Singaporeans are very much engaged with this topic. But then again, don't forget that even older Singaporeans have always been part of this. We were one of the first few countries to do tree planting. Started that in the 1960s. We're the original greenies. And PM talked at NDR about the need for coastal protection. Really looking ahead, we might have to spend something like 100 billion over the next 100 years. Yeah. And Singapore's a low-lying country. So you have rising sea levels with, you know, melting glaciers. It's an important topic for us, and Budget 2020 will be looking at that.
But let's take a look at some of the feedback we've been hearing from the business community. So according to that Singapore Business Federation survey, more than half of the companies out there want tax relief. So no surprises. What can we expect on that front to help businesses and SMEs, especially with what's going on right now with the gloomier outlook with the coronavirus outbreak?
What companies can expect is targeted support. Because our view has always been that you must look to see where the need is and you should direct the help, the funds and resources to that need. So we find that for smaller companies, what they want to be able to do is to know how to scale up. Then they also have a challenge of getting people with the right skills. So I think we have to put a lot of our attention on helping the SMEs. We also have to put a lot of attention on helping our workers to get the right skills, to upskill, to retrain, and to access new jobs.
I'm Elliot Danke. Together with Ryan Huang this morning, we are speaking with Ms. Indrani Raja, who is Minister in the Prime Minister's Office and Second Minister for Finance and Education. She's also an MP for Tanjung Pagar GRC. Ms. Indrani, let's take a look at Singapore's economic landscape heading into the budget. You'll remember that last year, on the back of Budget 2019, lots of statements coming out from world bodies talking about the potential economic slowdown. Countries were bracing for it. What sort of financial shape are we in right now, heading into 2020? Do we have money to spend?
Let me start by saying that when we started the year, it looked like things would be generally okay. We wouldn't say that you'd be like have huge growth, but it looked to be steady. Right. But then you have the new coronavirus situation. That's obviously going to have a global impact. And that's something that we will have to take into account. But in terms of Singapore's position, we have a sound financial position. We've got strong fundamentals. So we will be able to withstand the current situation, but we'll obviously have to make some adjustments. Yeah. And we've got to make sure that our companies and our workers are supported. And at the same time, also, to the extent that things slow down, you know, you just look around today, you can see that, you know, some of the businesses are very quiet. We should take advantage of this time to then build capability to do the things you can't do when you're busy and really position yourself to take advantage of the time when things turn up.
So turning a crisis into an opportunity in
that
sense.
Yes, exactly.
Actually, I'm curious, and just off the cuff, when something like that happens from a government's point of view, you know, behind closed doors, behind the scenes, is there this quick meetings to sort of retweak things going into the budget, you know, without revealing any details?
Yes, of course, because you have to be responsive to the situation.
Sure.
And if you think about it, we've been through this before. SARS was one such scenario. And during the SARS period, many hotels were affected, tourism, and the government came up with a response package at that point of time to help see the businesses through the interim period. The other time was during the global financial crisis, a different sort of situation, but same thing, markets being affected, jobs being affected. Mm. And if you recall, during that period, we used the slowdown to send workers for retraining. Government put in funds to support companies to retrain the workers. And so, you know, we made use of that time. And it's very important that we do that because, like I said, we have strong fundamentals. Mm-hmm. There are many opportunities in the region. In the longer term, you will see that the growth is moving to Asia, and Singapore needs to put itself in a position to take advantage of that.
All right, Ms. Indra, you mentioned help. So you also mentioned a more targeted approach. Are there any industries and areas you're looking at more closely? Because we are hearing, for example, a couple of warning signs and challenges facing the manufacturing sector. So those green shoots, especially in the electronic sector, might not grow out. And also the MAS has come out to say the property sector, there's oversupply situation that is a risk for the system. What are your thoughts on the areas that you might be looking at more closely this time around?
Well, essentially, we're looking at the areas which need the most assistance. And we're also looking to see which are the new growth areas, because there may be some areas, right, which obviously jobs are affected. But if you can help people move and retrain into new areas, that would be good. In the financial services sector, for example, over the last year, we've seen quite a bit of success with the professional conversion programs, where those in the financial services may have lost jobs in one area, but they've been retrained and been able to move into another area.
Okay, we are also, of course, seeing a lot of mention about how the Singapore's aging population is one big area of concern and also something that the government is trying to address in this year's budget. And one of the things the government is trying to do this time around is to promote voluntarism. What's the thinking behind this? What are the gaps and what can we expect on this front?
The thinking behind this really is that growing older doesn't mean you have to be any less active. Retirement from work is not retirement from life. And a really great example of this is RSVP. They're a volunteer group. I visited them about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
All of them age, you know, in their 60s, 70s, 80s. They're all volunteering. They're doing different things. Some go and become guides at museums. Others have been mentors in schools. And one of them, I asked him, Mr. Singh, why he was doing this. He said he was actually doing sales and he retired early. Then he got bored and he didn't know what to do with himself. And so he decided that he wanted to go out and meet people, and his children encouraged him to do this, and he's having a ball.
Yeah.
So it's essentially volunteerism is important because older people have a lot to contribute. They have life experience. They know how to handle people. And at the same time, you want them to do something which is enjoyable.
Mm, yeah, that really echoes what our Prime Minister said at the last National Day rally on mature workers, more of them, and the aging population that we have. In fact, SMEs are seeking more support in hiring older workers. Ms. Indrani, how can Budget 2020 help SMEs in this concern?
Budget 2020 will be looking to see how we can encourage companies to take on older workers and to keep them on. And we also want flexibility for older workers because some of them may not want to work full-time because at that age they would like a bit more family time. So they may like more either more flexible working hours or working part-time. Right. So I think we'll see a combination of things, how we can, you know, put the right incentives to encourage companies to employ older workers and also to give older workers more options.
It would be fair to say that this is somewhat an evolution or a part two of this whole Merdeka generation package, for example, that was come up with.
It's part and parcel of that.
Okay.
It's really a function of the fact that Singaporeans are living longer. They're also being healthier with, you know, our life expectancy has increased, and with better medical health care, people are healthier for a longer period.
A lot more awareness as well.
That's right. And people want to work. They want to be active. Okay, not all want to work full time, but they do want to be active and they want to do something fulfilling. And the option should be theirs. They may choose to either work or they may choose to volunteer or do something. But we want to have the right conditions where just because you're older doesn't mean that you don't do anything. You must have the ability to choose what you would like to do in retirement.
And Ms. Indrani, one of the spotlight or attention areas this year around is taxes. And this is around GST, the upcoming GST hike. What can you expect? on the tax front in this year's budget?
GST, we spoke about that a couple of budgets ago, and DPM had announced that in the next term of government, not this term, GST would have to be increased. And it's necessary to do that simply because our population is aging. Currently, 15% of our population is age 65 and above. By 2030, that's going to increase to 25%. So if you think about it, that's one quarter of our population going to be age 65 and above. And with as you get older, healthcare needs will increase. So we've got to make sure that we're able to pay for that. Therefore, the GST increase is necessary because of an aging population, but it will be flowed back to Singaporeans in the terms of better healthcare. But at the same time, we want to make sure that because we know that people are concerned about costs and affordability, so we will make sure that costs remain affordable and manageable.
Singapore's budget 2020 will be announced on February 18th, and helping us to take a look ahead of it has been Ms. Indrani Raja, Minister in the Prime Minister's Office and Second Minister for Finance and Education. She's also an MP for Tanjung Pagar GRC. Ms. Indrani, thank you as always, and have a great week ahead.
Thanks for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.